This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to revive a Montana law that would require parental consent for minors to obtain abortions. Republican state officials had appealed after the Montana Supreme Court ruled that the law requiring parental consent when a minor seeks an abortion violates the state constitution. Conservative U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito wrote a statement agreeing with the decision not to hear the case, saying it was a poor vehicle. His statement was joined by fellow conservative Justice Clarence Thomas. In asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Montana Supreme Court's decision, Republican Montana officials said the state high court's ruling was inconsistent with the right of parents to oversee the care of their children. The state court had ruled that a minor's right to control her reproductive decisions is among the most fundamental of the rights she possesses, and the state had failed to show how its own interests overcame those individual protections. Montana is an outlier among Republican-led states in that abortion remains widely available despite the Supreme Court's 2022 ruling that overturned abortion rights landmark case Roe v. Wade. The Montana Supreme Court has long recognized a right to abortion under the state constitution, which was further strengthened in 2024 when voters also approved a ballot initiative for a constitutional amendment that protects the right to abortion. In Northwest Montana, a Pioneer League baseball team, the Range Riders, can keep their Arrowhead logo after a trademark dispute has come to an end. The National Park Service had claimed that the baseball team's logo was too similar to its own. The Department of the Interior in early April withdrew its opposition to the Glacier Range Riders Arrowhead logo, ending a dispute between the Flathead Valley Pioneer League baseball team and the federal government that has played out over the last few years in legal filings with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office's Trademark Trial and Appeal Board. The Department of the Interior, representing the National Park Service, had previously argued that the Arrowhead logo used by the Range Riders, referred to in documents by the name Ridge Run Intangibles, was so similar to the Arrowhead logo used by the National Park Service since at least 1952 that it could cause confusion and amounted to a false suggestion of a connection to the National Park Service. The baseball team said that it has maintained that the Arrowhead shape is a generic design used by numerous organizations and does not infringe on the National Park Service's trademark, and referred to the withdrawal of opposition as a favorable result and a successful resolution that came after years of relentless pressure from the National Park Service to abandon the design. After the withdrawal, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office dismissed the opposition with prejudice. A relative newcomer to the Pioneer League, the Range Riders played their first game in May of 2022. The Range Riders logo kerfuffle started in October of that year with an initial protest by the Park Service, which was followed by additional opposition from the Department of the Interior. The Range Riders successfully filed trademark applications in 2022 for a number of other logos, including a cartoon bear with a brimmed hat on a bus, holding a baseball bat, and two versions of a cartoon goat in a jacket and brimmed hat holding a baseball bat. In 2023, the team also filed for a trademark for a stylized illustration of the word glacier. The company that helped the Range Riders develop their logo said, "The brand is really inspired by the founding of the National Park Service, the golden age when it was just getting started at the turn of the 20th century. We were inspired by a much more rugged version of adventure that really goes back to the National Park Service's founding years." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.